MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 25, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today. Temperatures in the 80s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:24 p.m. Two Lawrence men have pleaded guilty in federal court in Boston to conspiring to distribute fentanyl to individuals at the Bedford Veterans Affairs Medical Center. 30-year-old Dibi Vladimir Casado Ruiz and 31-year-old Pedro Antonio Sanchez Bernabel, both of Lawrence, pleaded guilty yesterday to one count each of conspiracy to distribute fentanyl and distribution of fentanyl. Ruiz and Bernabel conspired to distribute more than 40 grams of fentanyl. A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter made a daring rescue of a man who suffered a head injury 15 miles off Plum Island. Jim Sullivan of the Newburyport Daily News reports that CPR was performed on the man on Friday. He was placed inside a rescue basket and was taken to Mass General Hospital in Boston. In Rockport on Saturday, rescue personnel took an unresponsive diver to Addison Gilbert Hospital. The Gloucester Times reports that the female diver was brought by the harbor master from off the coast of Rockport back to Rockport Harbor to be taken by ambulance to the hospital. The name of the woman and her condition have not been released. Saugus police responded yesterday morning to a man who had barricaded himself inside a home. The Daily Item reports that the man was emotionally distressed, and Saugus police used de-escalation tactics to resolve the situation. Last week on our website, we featured an interview with Lynn Ward 6 City Councilor Fred Hogan. One topic discussed was the new Lynn commuter ferry to Boston that launches right from Hogan's Ward 6.
Absolutely. It's being very well received, but we have to keep the momentum. We have to keep the numbers up so we can keep the ferry. This is a two-year agreement. Like I said, Jim Caudill from EDIC has been great in all this here. The mayor, the state delegation have all been, everyone stepped up to put their help in getting the ferry back, and this is amazing. We had a ferry night a couple weeks ago. We had about 100 and some people go out on the ferry just to take a ride, just to feel it out one Friday night, and we did a round trip, and everyone loves it. The boat is actually beautiful. It's very fast. It gets there about between 25 and 30 minutes, so it's a very peaceful ride. It's very exciting. Also, EDIC extended the parking lot and made a bigger parking lot down there, so it's a very nice, and only thing, we don't have weekend service right now, but if we can keep the ridership up and show that there's a demand, we could try to request weekend service in the future. But the ferry is huge. It's huge for Lynn, especially with our MBTA station going under our repairs. This ferry has been huge, and we want to just keep the ridership up, and we want to keep it permanently. So, and that's going to be based on numbers, because the MBTA is based on numbers, so we want to keep those numbers high.
That's Lynn City Councilor Fred Hogan. It appears that House legislators in Boston and the governor are still not in agreement on a state budget. The State House News Service reports in today's Salem News that the House is urging the Healey administration to file a second interim budget to keep state services and payrolls funded beyond July. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox were off last night. They opened up a series tonight at Fenway Park against the Atlanta Braves. The latest on the MIAA suspension of Bishop Fenwick Athletics for postseason play for this coming school year. We have two links below this podcast. One, the case by the MIAA against Bishop Fenwick, and then the response from Bishop Fenwick at a forum that they held last night at the school. Those two links just below this podcast here on North Shore Today. Yesterday, our website posted a feature interview with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. St. Pierre played at the Prep. He starred at quarterback for Boston College, and the day of the NFL draft, he was scheduled to be picked in the first or second day of the draft. A very big day, a very big weekend. How did St. Pierre handle that day?
Yeah, it was crazy. All along, I was kind of slotted as the number 6 to number 8 quarterback ranking, which could go anywhere from late round 2, early round 3 to like round 5, round 6, depending on team needs and who has picks where. So I heard from the Dolphins in round three, and they basically call me and say, we're going to take you, are you healthy? They call you because they want to know that you're alive and everything's good before they actually do the pick. And as I'm on the phone, the guy goes, whoops, I think we just traded the pick. Hold on. And so I'm holding on. He goes, yep, we just traded the pick. Sorry, we're going to try and scoop you up later. Great. You know, you're waiting all day, and it's like, it's hard enough because you're like, where am I going to be? Am I going to get drafted? If so, where? What's the situation going to be? It's a ton of stress. And then they get that call, and you think it's happening, and then he's like, well, we just traded the pick. So I think they traded it to the Redskins or something at the time, the Commanders now. But, you know, so then I had to, back in those days, it was a two-day draft. So the first three rounds was day one, and then rounds four through seven was day two. So I had to sleep on that. And then wake up on Sunday, day two, wondering what the heck's going to happen next. And fortunately for me, I got the call from Pittsburgh in round five. And, was very, very relieved, happy, but more so relieved than anything, that I fulfilled, you know, one of my dreams.
Physically, where were you those 2 days, the Saturday and Sunday of the draft? At home or somewhere else?
Yeah, I was at home in my basement. I wouldn't let my parents throw a party on day one because I was like, that's probably, you know, if it happened, great, but I'm probably going to go day two. And then my mom was like, well, I want to have some people over on day two. I go, you can have them, but I'll be downstairs. And I just went in my basement and locked myself in.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. That is sports along with Rick Moore. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And again, this is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content. Powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.